hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving, otherwise known as...
The Douche.
The Deuce. Hour two... I am Greg the Dive Master, Cock Johnson, CJ, in the studio with me. And then we got Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad, connected via the web, made up of any two tanks, Bubble Boy, Slash Man. We got Barry the Bugger, Jerry the Diver Guy, Kenny from Sweetwater Scuba. And now we are joined from Lisa, or with, from Lisa, or yeah, from the History
barely,
of Diving Museum.
Barely the Bugger.
Barely the Bugger.
Yeah, true.
Barely the
that
Bugger.
Might make sense. Name.
Yeah,
but that's a whole nother issue we'll deal with a little bit later. Let's get an update on what's going on with the History of Diving Museum from Lisa.
Lisa, hi, everybody.
How you doing? Things good down there in the Keys today or what?
Things are great. We have beautiful weather down in the Keys. It's absolutely amazing. It's got a little bit of wind, which is keeping some people off of the water. But, you know, the benefit of the History of Diving Museum, you're right there. So if you can't get on the boat, it's a perfect alternative, or to do after the boat.
There you go. The perfect surface interval time killer right there is at the History of Diving Museum. And, I mean, the displays are awesome. I mean, April 1st is coming up, Scuba Radio's 29-year anniversary. We're looking to do something with the museum on our 30th. So this is going to creep up on us much faster than we realized, Lisa.
That's right.
We still got to figure out what the heck we're going to do. Barry the Bear. What is it?
Barely the Bugger.
Barely the Bugger.
Barely the Bugger.
A life size version of him put there with a.
We already have a life size version of him.
We do?
It's him. It's you.
Oh,
yeah. We're just going to have him stand in the museum for 365 days.
What, to scare people away like a scarecrow?
Right.
There you go.
That's not good.
There you go.
He'll jump out at the end and surprise.
Barry the Bulger.
Excuse you.
Before
we plan a year ahead, why don't we talk about what's happening next month?
That's right. Yes, April. What is it? April 11th is Vintage Dive Day. Now we did this last year at Jules Undersea Lodge, and doing it again with Nowy and you guys, and basically it's a day to get out in the water and try some classic dive gear and see what it's like and what the old school used to do. Is that the deal or what?
Yeah, we're going to do the same kind of thing where we're going to be doing double host regulator dives all morning. We're going to take a break at noon, and that's when we're going to do the vintage Mark V and open bottom helmet demonstration so people can see what it's like to dress a diver and get in the water with the open bottom.
Yeah. I mean, you know, think of the TV show Sea Hunt and wanting to be like Mike Nelson. I mean, you get the opportunity to do that with a double hose regulator. And and we did this last year, and I was really surprised how cool it really was. Because I didn't know how I felt about, like, this is really old stuff. Is this going to work? And it works great. I mean, you know, they maintain it. They set these things up, and it's like they really don't breathe a lot different than what we have today as far as, like, when you're underwater scuba diving and stuff. But you look cooler with two hoses and everything else, you think? Yeah,
that's right. Absolutely. And, you know, those underwater pictures are awesome to recreate that Sea Hunt fight scene or, you know, swimming underwater. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was I with that I stabbed? Was that, it wasn't Jerry. Who were, I was diving with someone And we did recreate that. I forget who my dive buddy was. I may have taken him out. That's why I don't remember. I blocked it out. But Kenny from Sweetwater Scuba, you're coming out for dive day, right? Vintage Dive Day there, April 11th.
Yeah. Yep. I'll be there checking it out. I'm going to be doing a little content with, I know Nowy's going to be doing some stuff there.
Yeah. They kind of manage the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
As far as the dive operations and stuff. And Lisa, you'll be there just like representing the diving museum and that kind of thing, or what?
Yep. And letting people know about our current featured exhibit is Dive Into Art, Stories from the Sea. So we've got 10 different schools that are participating. We have the Art Guild of the Purple Isles. They're doing a show. They're doing a sale. And it all is inspired by literature, music, or movies. So the kids were encouraged to read something. And then, you know, you read 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and then you make a ceramic octopus kind of thing.
Nice.
So it encouraged literature as well as creative juices to make all kind of mixed medium.
Yeah, awesome. You know, that sounds very like right down the lane of Vinny Two Tanks. What he needs to, he does this kind of stuff. He's very artsy,
and he's a voracious
and he
reader.
Needs to read. Yeah, he likes reading.
No, he does read.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, pay attention.
Well, right,
right, Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny's down.
He told us a while ago that he reads a lot.
Yeah, yep. We didn't believe him at first, but
well, you wouldn't know that to talk to him,
right?
It's true.
But it is. So, I mean, if you wanted to sign up, or anybody listening right now wanted to participate, do they need to register in advance or just show up or what?
No. Well, we do have space for walk-ins, but we have on our website, divingmuseum.org, we've got all the time slots, so that because only so many divers are in with the vintage gear at one time.
Yeah.
So there's time slots throughout the day and, you know, catch us, come down, sign up, and go dive.
Yeah.
And actually, I think this year, Nowy is going to bring the a card machine so you can get a vintage dive. Not a certificate, but kind of an experience card. So whip that out in your wallet the next time you're feeling like a Sea Hunt experience.
There you go.
Oops, I whipped this out by accident.
Exactly.
How'd that get out?
Right. And that's, I mean, yeah, I mean, that sounds pretty cool. Like little memento from your vintage dive day experience.
Greg, you should do that.
That's right.
I did it last year.
Oh, you
gotta
did?
Do it. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I killed a guy. No, I didn't.
Greg, did you try the open bottom helmet, the Miller Dunn last year?
No, I didn't do that. Well, I watched the demonstration. And just did the double hose regulator, but I watched the demonstration, watched some other people do it. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, cause that's something you can do too, right?
We have it available for some people to come in and try the Miller Dunn helmet. Cause you know, they've got that great platform.
Right.
And you know, John from Brass Hat Divers, they come with their open bottom and they'll help get you suited on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just, give it a try. Be Art McKee and go treasure diving.
Right. I mean, you know, that's close to the Scooby-Doo diver guy, which is the Mark V helmet setup. But it is so cool. You know, I grew up on that cartoon, right? And I always thought that the diver monster on Scooby-Doo, I want to be him. I always wanted to be that. But I'll tell you, when you watch him do the demo of it, and then no, I don't want it to be him. It's too much work. They got to put on like 200 pounds of weight, and I mean, it's a big pain in the butt, but it's fun to watch someone do it, and it's cool.
And once you're underwater, it is pretty neutrally buoyant. It's just getting in and getting out that sometimes can be challenging.
Yeah. All I'd want to do is get in it and try to scare little kids.
Yeah. Oh, God. And,
what a guy.
But
what
a guy. That's sounds like personal issue.
We'll bring you down for Halloween.
Yeah. See, well, it'll be here before we know it. You can dovetail that one. But Vintage Dive Day, dimemuseum.org. Go there, schedule your time. Join us April 11th. We'll be there with our crew, and Kenny will be there. Who knows? Maybe we'll even have mermaids and CJ and some of the other crew. But don't let that scare you away. You really should. You should come out and experience this and check it off the list. It's another diving activity that a lot of people haven't had the opportunity to do.
And then come see the museum.
Yes.
Come see the featured exhibit.
Exactly. You got a whole weekend to make of it, for sure.
That's
good stuff, Lisa. Thanks, as always. Take care.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we got more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
When it comes to manufacturing quality dive gear, pretty much all the big players were forced to produce their stuff overseas. Nex Underwater Products, however, took a different approach, bringing design and assembly back to the USA. They have an impressive story, and you can read all about it at nexdive.com, along with checking out their complete line of high-quality dive gear. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead, which allows Nex to give you way more bang for your diving buck. At the core of each Nex regulator is a unique modular design that can be easily modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. And get this, Nex is the Scuba Lab Tester's Choice winner for 2025. Your best dive will be your next dive. Just go to nexdive.com and order now. That's N-E-X-Dive.com. Nex Underwater Products. Make your next dive your best dive at nexdive.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.